This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait time. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
This is nice. Oh, she will love that because it has the thing at the bottom. That's really nice.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Hello?
Oh.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. This is Janet. How can I help you?
Good morning, Miss Janet. This is Naomi with XPO. I have an FMSM I'd just like to present to you, if you can assist me.
Let's go right ahead.
Okay, it is 753-573-71.
Thank you. One moment. You confirm that name and address?
Sure. It is Robert Sweeney, 163 South Garfield Street, Denver, Colorado, 80209.
Thank you. I have their phone number at 720-353-0465.
Correct.
How can I?
All right. So I'm just calling in reference to the customer's order. I'd just like to know, they were scheduled for yesterday. Are there any notes stating that this was on back order?
So scheduled yesterday. So anything was delivered yesterday or nothing was delivered?
No, it wasn't. I can't get through to the service provider, so I don't know if he meant to tell us that it wasn't picked up. So I'll just reach out to Best Buy, trying to work backwards here.
Right, gotcha. Everything looks like everything's here. Reserved. Let's see what was called in. All right, so this was team called to report that the truck broke down. The order will need to be rescheduled.
See, they didn't tell us nothing like that. Miss Janet, thank you so much. And that's how you telling us what's going on without service provider. That is crazy. Okay.
Well, it's good they call somewhere, right?
Yeah, at least they call somewhere. Yeah, but you know, now this customer's waiting, you know, it's not right.
Yeah, it looks
you know?
Like they left them they called the client, left a message, they said.
Okay. Well, see, he didn't tell me nothing. He's like, oh, they're supposed to be here yesterday, and they never showed up. That's all he told me. So I'm like, and I don't see no notes. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing that he received a phone call in reference to.
Right. He probably haven't checked his message.
Like, you know, right. Could be that. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. So, all right. Now at least I have
positives.
An idea. All right. Thank you, Ms. Janice.
I know how we get chills when we see something like that. Like, what?
Yeah, because I'm looking
know.
I said, hey, nothing, like not even one dot or nothing, and it's still open. It's like to say, you know, so I'm like, I wonder, because sometimes the team will call me at the end of like, oh, I meant to tell you, the customer, they didn't have their item there. I meant to call this in. You know what I mean? So I thought this
right.
was a situation like this, like, oh, you know, so I said, let me
right.
just reach out to you first. And because I called
Definitely.
Them, of course, they didn't answer. So, all right, Miss Janet, thank
Saturday.
You again. Are you right about that? They really working on weekend schedule. They ain't answering.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Janet. I'll speak to you again. You have a blessed day, okay?
You too, Naomi.
All right,
it's been
thank
a blessing. You. Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Bye, ma'am.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale
right.
of 1 to